This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music.
Rose and flows of angel hair, and ice cream castles in the air, and feather canyons everywhere. Looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain and they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's cloud illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way that you feel, as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show, and you leave them laughing when you go. And if you can, don't let me know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take. Love's illusions that I recall. I really don't know love I really don't know love at all. And feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way. Oh, but now old friends, they're acting strange, and they shake their heads and they tell me that I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all. Iroquois. I really don't know life. I really don't know life at all.
Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 149 of The Joy of Classical Music, Cloud Illusions. I was recently watching Jacques Tati's 1967 film Playtime, which features some artful shots of modernist buildings silhouetted against azure blue skies dotted with white cumulus cloud. It's an evocative sight, and I got to thinking about clouds and the way they interact with our psyche. We opened with Joni Mitchell's Both Sides Now, a song that has a lot to say about clouds. Conceived while she was looking out a plane window, she explains that clouds can be inspiring, uplifting, and transcendent. They can also be the opposite, but in the end, they never sit still long enough to be owned by any one single meaning, and more often than not, they are illusory. And with that in mind, over the next three episodes, I'll be playing music that examines clouds from every conceivable perspective and context. This episode's featured work is Gustav Holst's The Cloud Messenger. But first, it's two works by composer Florence Price. From her February 2026 album Sojourn, first up it's pianist Anja Arko performing Clouds, a metaphorical work that contrasts the freedom of clouds with the plight of the black person in Jim Crow America. Following that, it's the Malmo Opera Chorus with Summer Clouds. Based on a poem of the same name by Mary Rolofson Gamble, it's another metaphorical work that compares the shifting tones of summer clouds with the ups and downs of life. Thank you. Claude Debussy's 1899 composition Nocturne is one of the defining works of musical impressionism. Inspired by the sight of clouds drifting over the River Seine, Debussy described the first movement of this three-movement work as a portrait of the unchanging aspect of the sky. Here's the Berlin Philharmonic with Clouds. Composed towards the end of his life, Franz Liszt's Grey Clouds is a million miles from the virtuosic romanticism of his youth. Atonal and austere, it's an experimental work that speaks to the vicissitudes of age. As for the title, the Grey Clouds are a metaphor for the depression he suffered in his final years. Here's pianist Sadislav Richter. And now it's this week's featured work, Gustav Holst's The Cloud Messenger. A cantata for mezzo-soprano, chorus, and large orchestra, it was inspired by a lyric poem called Meghaduta, written by the Sanskrit poet Kalidasa somewhere between the 4th and 5th centuries. It tells the story of a yaksa, a kind of nature spirit, that's been banished by its master to a remote region for neglecting its duties. Separated from its beloved wife, the lonely yaksa spots a passing cloud and asks it to carry a message of love to his wife in the distant Himalayan city of Alaka. The poem describes the landscapes, mountains and rivers the cloud encounters on its journey and concludes with the successful delivery of the message. Holst was so captivated by the story that he taught himself Sanskrit in order to create his own English translation for the libretto, a 7-year labor of love. It was an unusual and highly complex work that overwhelmed the performers at its disastrous 1913 premiere. It was so poorly received that he wrote it off as a failure and consigned it to a bottom drawer. Depressed and disillusioned by the experience, he debunked to Spain to clear his head, and while he was recovering, he found the inspiration for The Planets, the work that would define his career. With its frantic polyrhythms, exotic harmonic textures, and grand orchestral vistas, The Cloud Messenger was not only ahead of its time, it was severely misunderstood by the critics of the day. After languishing in obscurity for decades, it was rediscovered in the 1990s and is now considered a masterpiece of the late Romantic era and one of Holst's greatest achievements. The centerpiece of next week's edition of Cloud Illusions is Clouds of Forgetting, Clouds of Unknowing by composer John Luther Adams. In his notes, he says this about the work: Clouds of Unknowing represents the mystery between man and God that the intellect cannot penetrate, while Clouds of Forgetting refers to the necessary act of setting aside conscious thought and desire to reach a state of contemplative stillness. Until then, here's the London Symphony Orchestra with mezzo-soprano Della Jones. Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.